As we come to the end of our school year, I want to begin, as I normally do, with four thank yous. First, a special thank you to the administration and the faculty and the staff of our parish school, and to all of the wonderful parent volunteers who offer their stewardship service throughout the year, because our school doesn't work without all those adult people working for your benefit. Second, to all of you boys and girls, first grade all the way to eighth grade, and our kindergarten boys and girls who graduated or finished up the other day, for your hard work, for the good way that you cared for and helped one another, for the great service that you offered to our school all through the year too. Third, to all the people of St. Elizabeth Church who support our parish school to make it possible for us to have a Catholic education for boys and girls between kindergarten and eighth grade. But most of all, the biggest thank you, number four, goes to God. God, who in Jesus has shown us a great mystery, that our human life, our families, our faith in Jesus, our community at the parish and in our neighborhoods are all special gifts from God. For that we say thank you today. I have two lessons, one for your brain, one for your heart. But before I give those lessons, there are some special people with us today that marched into church. I want all of the graduates who have had a wild week, from a wonderful retreat day on Tuesday, to a breakfast and a graduation mass and reception on Wednesday, to a great party last night, and they still got up out of bed and they came to be at church with us today. So with all of our graduated eighth graders, please stand up for a moment. Congratulations. So my fifth thank you, a special thank you to you and to your class for all the wonderful things that you've done at our parish school for these years. And ask God's special blessing for you as you go on to high school and beyond. Thank you for coming today, and please be seated. So I said I had two lessons, one for the brain and one for the heart. Now, some of you might know, if you have a brother or sister that was in Shanahan High School, that Wednesday last week, we had the baccalaureate mass for Bishop Shanahan High School here in our church. So the boys and girls in their senior year who are graduating, they came over at 9 o'clock in the morning for a rehearsal practice. While they were standing around outside the courtyard, I heard two of these seniors talking to each other with these big, fancy i7 phones. And they were comparing notes and kind of bragging a little bit with each other about how many apps they had on their phone. One girl said, "I got more than 100 apps on my phone." Another guy said, "Well, I got almost more than that." I thought to myself, I don't even know how many apps I have on my phone. So I had to pull out my poor little old i3. And I turned it on, and I pushed the button with my finger a couple times. Then I looked at this, okay, let's see. 4, 6. Okay. I got 40 apps on my phone. You know what? I only use 5 or 6 of them. All these other things this phone can do, I never use it. This phone can do a whole lot more than I know or make use of it. And I said to myself, there's a homily in there. See, your brains can do a whole lot more than you've been using. You learned some good things this year. There's more things to learn. But your brain, like this phone, has an ability and a capacity that's much broader, much bigger, much wider. So even though you're not in school on Monday morning, and for a few weeks, I want to take a little bit of time to relax and be at the beach or be at the pool, play ball, you need to keep using your brain to think, to read, to explore new things, so that more and more of the abilities of your brain can be used, just like I need to learn how to use some of these apps. The first lesson is that the brain that God has blessed you with has a capacity and ability much more than you can imagine. But you gotta keep using it to to keep it working. But the second lesson is for your heart. See, the other day, I was jumping on here, and one of the apps I can use is my email. And in the middle of this email, all of a sudden, the phone started going down dead because I didn't charge it for a week and a half. See, this phone's got a lot of ability and capacity, but if you don't get it charged once in a while, it's not going to do you any good. What the phone charger is to the phone, your faith in Jesus Christ is to your heart. You need to keep in touch with Jesus through your prayer, through celebrating the sacraments, through your conversations with one another and with your families, and with the example that you give, as they said in Isaiah in the gospel today. You got to keep connected and charged up with Jesus if you want to be able to use your brain as much as it can be worked. Two lessons. Your brain is a gift from God with abilities more than you can imagine, but you've got to keep using it by thinking and reading and exploring new things. And your heart, which keeps the brain pumping like the battery keeps the phone going, has to be plugged in and connected and drawing strength from Jesus all summer long. If you don't use the brain and you don't keep your heart connected to Christ, you're going to waste the whole summer. So think of the cell phone, think of the charger, think of your brain, think of your heart. Have a real nice summer.